chance to set your clocks forward last night. If not, then, well, the day may be a little off for you. Friend, how you doing? Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this March the 13th, 2016. I'm Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship, yeah, we focus on, well, the foundation of our faith, Jesus. Yeah, we focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and yeah, today is certainly no different whatsoever. Go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee, maybe a Red Bull or whatever it is that you need to get you through your day as we continue to lift Him up. Here's music from Hillsong and Shine, Jesus, Shine. That's right. Shine, Jesus, shine. Music from Hillsong today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you on this March the 13th, 2016. Today's my wife's birthday, so I remembered, which is a great thing. Hope you're doing well today. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I came across a news story of two dogs, Jeffrey and Jermaine, who were found wandering the streets of Philadelphia. Now, both dogs were frightened and sick. Jeffrey, though, had a greater challenge. He was blind. Determined to care for his brother, Jermaine literally became a guide dog. He constantly stayed within touching distance of his disabled brother, and Jeffrey leaned on Jermaine for support. The puppies were always seen touching each other and even slept holding each other as well. The story melted just the hearts of those in Philadelphia, and the brothers had no problem finding a new home after the story was published. See, friend, if animals can be devoted to each other, shouldn't we be the same? Galatians chapter 6 tells us that as we have opportunity to do good to all, especially to those in the household of faith. Friend, that's not just puppy love, that's agape love.
Glory. faithless and troubled hearts weighed down. Come, O Redeemer, come, grant us mercy.
Tell you what, he's still got it after all these years. Fernando Ortega's We Magnify Jesus Today on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and Matthew 5:16. Listen to this. This is the words of Jesus. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, somebody said one time, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, and some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, confused and torn. And hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle. The lonely, the tired and worn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your
whose hearts are blazing. So let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, deceived and poor, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world.
Well, that's right. We've come to lift up the name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time today, this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, in the midst of all the presidential debates and conversations and fighting and backbiting, we throw in some great encouragement every day or so. So be sure to like us. I pray that God uses that to encourage you and edify you. So, yeah, look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. You know, one of my all-time favorite pastors is Adrian Rogers. And I'll tell you what, he is in the presence of his dear Savior today. Went home to be with the Lord maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, maybe. And he said one time, Jesus gave himself for me, so he can give himself to me, so he can live his life through me. Isn't this a beautiful song? The instrumental version of Give Thanks, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Don't forget, coming up next month, yeah, kind of hard to believe that we're almost halfway through the month of March already, but coming up next month, Thursday night, April 7th, we're getting ready for our 20th birthday celebration extravaganza taking place at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. And there's also a special pastor's breakfast the next morning, Friday, April 8th, with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. You can get more details on that Thursday event and the Friday Pastor Appreciation Breakfast as well with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, all at our website, greatnewsradio.org. I'm going to be there, and I hope you will as well. Well, coming up tomorrow morning, even though it's going to be Monday, Mark will help you get through your Monday focused on Christ and the things above for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m., Central Time. Until next time, as you go out and about this week, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.